It's time now for How You Built That. And today we're going to update a story we ran just over a year ago. And that story came to us from Joel Kreitz.
Hi, Guy.
Joel is from Cleveland. He's a huge Cleveland sports fan. And a few years ago, he was at an Indians game with his 16-year-old son, Kobe. It was a beautiful summer night of baseball, and Joel was loving it. But Kobe?
He just wasn't into the action of the game. He didn't really care about the outcome, you know, wasn't into the standings.
Wow.
Yeah, he just said, "This is boring. Let's go."
Oh.
And I said something to the effect of, "No, I paid to be here tonight. You're going to sit there and like it."
Okay, many of us have been in a similar situation. This is no fun for Kobe. It's no fun for Joel. So in that moment, Joel suggested a game. He turned to Kobe and he said, "Hey, why don't we try to predict what the next batter is going to do? Strike out, hit a homer, walk, whatever. And whoever predicts correctly wins."
And he said, "Fine." And within the very next at bat, we were laughing and high-fiving, and I thought I had just struck gold.
And so after that, every time Joel went to see baseball, he'd play the game with his other kids as well. And he started to tell his friends about it, especially friends with kids. And he realized that a lot of fans were already doing the same thing.
People have told me, "Oh, I play this with my grandpa where we predict the at-bats and we use, you know, this and that to keep track of the score." And people in the bullpen who are bored when they're watching a game, they'll do some version of it.
So about a year later, he wondered whether he might turn this idea into a smartphone app, an app that you could play at home or in the stadium against other fans who were all watching the live game in real time. But he needed to set up a way of scoring, how many points for a predicted strike or a home run or a double play. Well, fortunately, in his day job, Joel is an accountant.
I quickly got out my spreadsheets and started downloading statistics to figure out what should the different predictions for an at-bat be worth based on their statistical likelihood. So there's ground out worth 2 points, strikeout is 3 points, single 4 points.
Anyway, Joel eventually hired a developer to build out a smartphone app. And after some tinkering, he put it out into the world.
I literally printed off flyers and I stood outside of our local stadium just asking people to play. And that's how I got it off the ground initially.
So Joel, can I just raise one thing? Because mm-hmm. I'm a huge baseball fan and I take my boys to a lot of games. And there's something beautiful and magical about being in a stadium or an arena,
right,
and just watching the game and having our devices off. I don't know. I feel like you've surrendered. You've said, "Nope, this is the reality, and I'm just gonna go with it."
In some ways, I have, but in the times we live in, I mean, the baseball average age of a viewer nowadays has gone from age 53 to 57 in the past decade. So you got to find the way to reach the kids, and this is what I've come up with.
Joel's app is called Micro Fantasy, and so far he's licensed it to a few college-level baseball teams, and he's made about $10,000 from that. But since we last spoke with him, he started to develop the app for other sports like tennis and basketball, and he may even pitch the app to his own Cleveland Cavaliers. If you want to find out more about the Micro Fantasy app or hear previous episodes, head to our podcast page, howibuiltthis.npr.org. And of course, if you want to tell us your story, go to build.npr.org.